Good morning. The storm system that brought us the unsettled weather through the middle of the week is now on its way out. Still some clouds and lingering showers in the Champlain Valley and northern parts of Vermont, but these should even clear out through the morning. And everyone will enjoy a fair amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds through the afternoon as the breeze picks up once again and gusts at times over 20 miles per hour. While that breeze will add a chill to the air, the difference between today and yesterday is we'll have a lot more in the way of sunshine, and that strong May sun will go to work, pushing temperatures up into the mid-60s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure will build in from the Ohio Valley today and be with us overnight tonight, bringing us a clear sky and chilly temperatures, areas of frost across the higher terrain in northern New York and most of Vermont and parts of the Berkshires as temperatures drop back into the 30s and lower 40s. This will set us up for a great-looking Saturday. High pressure and control means lots of sunshine, still a bit of a breeze, but even warmer with highs reaching the mid-70s. A front will pass through the Great Lakes tomorrow and arrive in our area Saturday night and Sunday. This will produce more cloud cover. The clouds will mix with sunshine on Mother's Day for Sunday afternoon, although a scattered shower is possible here and there with highs reaching the lower 70s. That front will stall out, and weak disturbances will pass along it during the early part of next week and into the midweek period. As a result, more unsettled weather with scattered showers Monday through Wednesday of next week, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy, and highs in the lower 70s will finally dry it out later on in the week next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a flash flood watch is out for a large part of eastern Texas into southern Louisiana as thunderstorms with heavy rain continue today. 1 to 3 inches of rain has already fallen in the watch area, and another 2 to 4 inches with localized amounts up to 6 inches of rain is expected today. The main impacts will be flooding of low-lying areas, underpasses, bayous, creeks, and poor drainage areas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Corpus Christi, Texas at 9:56 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. The last report of hail was also at Corpus Christi, Texas, and that was at 11:49 p.m. yesterday. There were 8 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Judith Gap, Montana. The 79-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1977 by 2 degrees. There were 6 daily record lows at Leaburg, Oregon. It was 32 degrees, and this is 2 degrees colder than the old record set in 1935. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility, light snow, blowing snow and fog at 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 63 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 5 above 0. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 43 degrees, the dew point 36, 76% relative humidity, the barometer at 29.87 inches and rising with a west wind at 7 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 19 at Redmond, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy near 70, Boston, partly sunny and breezy, with a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 47, the average temperature 52, that's 4 degrees below normal. 0.03 of an inch of rain yesterday, bringing the monthly total now to 2.80 inches, that's 1.72 inches above normal, and 10.57 inches for the year, which is 1.68 inches below normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 83, that's 20 below normal, and 5,253 for the season, which is 1,243 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees, the average low 46, the record high 90 set in 1911, and the record low 29 in 2010 and in 1966. Sunrise this morning was at 5:37 a.m., sunset this evening 8:07 p.m., 14 hours and 30 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower this morning, then increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the 30s, though below freezing in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of frost and lows in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 40. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, warmer, mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, a shower possible, lower 70s. Mostly cloudy Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. A few scattered showers, lower 70s. And partly sunny on Thursday with highs in the upper 60s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.